Welcome to episode 15 of the Geordie and Guns podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Gunsaglia, here with my regular co-host, Geordie. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you, Andrew?
Excellent, thanks. Those who are regular listeners will know that we didn't do one at normal time last weekend because it was a New South Wales state title. So today we're going to talk, hear all about that from the man himself, Geordie.
Yeah, it was a busy one.
It looked like it. We'll talk about what I've been doing and what's coming up for both of us as well. So, Geordie, New South Wales state titles, how was it?
Yeah, well, it was a great weekend. Despite the weather on Thursday and Friday, yeah, we got a bit of delayed practice on the Friday, so we only got about 3 or 4 hours of practicing. And I think that showed on my two-wheel drive day. It didn't really do the best on two-wheel drive day, but four-wheel drive day was a bit better, finishing second. It was great to have the, I think his name was Lucas from Live RC out and doing all the broadcasting. And then, yeah, Chris Mitchell on the mic all weekend was really good. Yeah, the Secod boys put on a great event.
Yeah, it was a big show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was incredible.
I was registered to go, but I ended up not going. I had a bunch of family things on, and yeah, just 3 days out wasn't great timing for me. So unfortunately, I had to bail. But I watched a lot of it. Watched a lot of it on Live RC, which was amazing. And because I'm kind of involved in the background of some of the stuff for the club, but I got to see pretty much firsthand the ridiculous amount of work that Peter and Matt Sekol put into it. I mean, all the...
Yeah, they put hours into it.
Oh, just hours. Incredible.
And it showed. It really showed, yeah.
And over a long period. Like, we're talking about over months and months. So kudos to them. They dreamed big and managed to pull it off, which is amazing. And it was pretty cool to watch Live RC, you know, like, watch it live.
Yeah, it was cool.
Proper, you know, Chris Mitchell was awesome commentator, and it was unreal. Like, it was surreal to watch, because you know you normally watch the big races in the States or whatever. So
yeah, it made it feel a lot more professional.
Yeah, and the track looked great, and it looked like a real racing circuit with all the banners, you know, around the outside and the sponsors.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It was really cool.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
so. It wasn't the biggest turnout. I think the weather's just been horrible for so long, right? And it almost wrecked it. So you said the Friday, but the Saturday started quite late, didn't it? The Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday morning was pretty wet as well.
Mm.
But it was good being oiled. Yeah, if it wasn't oiled, I don't think we would have been racing. So the oiled surface helped.
So they got they hired a heat gun or something, didn't they? A blowtorch thing with a gas fire.
Yeah, Chris Mitchell was using that for most of the morning.
Yeah. And so it ended up, two-wheel drive day ended up finishing under lights about 7 o'clock or something, didn't it? I think it was pretty late.
Yeah, it was pretty late. We did, I think A2 and A3 was under lights. Right. Which was pretty cool. It was something different, yeah.
Yeah. And you said it wasn't your best, so I guess you didn't get much track time. It was a brand new track for you, and your two-wheel drive just wasn't quite... I think you qualified not bad, did you? I can't remember now. Where'd you qualify?
I qualified 6th and finished 7th.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it's nothing to sneeze
at. Not my
at.
Best
I mean,
performance, but that's racing.
I mean, in your lofty standards, it's not, but it's still, you know, it's pretty good field. Like, I know it's a small mod field, but the top 8 or 9 are pretty crack, solid races.
Yeah, well, it was almost a nationals field, probably just missing 2 or 3 other drivers, and yeah, it was a nationals field.
Yeah, so it was good. And then two-wheel drive was won by Lachlan Donnelly, which was his first ever state titles.
It was good to see him there.
He went really well. So, I mean, a lot of pressure because Ari Barker drove his normal... amazing self, but yeah, he just held it together. Lockie, I was really happy for him, actually. It was quite good.
Yeah, he drove really good. And it came down to A3 as well.
It did. I think all the races, like even the stock classes, though, all across the weekend, it was really good racing. Like a lot of A3s, you know, it wasn't decided at A3. It was quite cool.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And I saw a video, I saw that they interviewed Lockie and his dad, and crying. It was quite cool to watch, actually.
Yeah, it was a bit emotional for them. I'm sure it would have been.
Yeah. I mean, They've worked super hard. His dad worked, they race so much. And
Yeah, definitely.
while he's been in the top handful of drivers for a few years, he hasn't won the big one, so I was quite pleased for him.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy for them. They deserve it.
I'm going to ask you, put it on the spot. Do you remember who came third? So we had a AE. So it was Team Associated first with Lockie. There was X-Ray second with Ari. Do you know who came third?
Yeah, Jared Mendt
That's
finished
right.
third.
Correct.
Yep.
Another Team Associated. So yeah, well done to him. He super consistent. He's always around that, but he doesn't seem to be able to beat the top guys. But he's one of the top guys. So good on him coming third. I thought that was good.
Yep. Yeah, it was good. Most of the competition was, I think, in each qualifier, I don't think there was more than 15 seconds covering the whole field.
Yeah,
So
it
it
was
was
a good
really
field.
close.
Yeah.
Really
I mean,
close. Yeah.
I know it's a good field, but Ben Cribbin's very quick. And he
He
mightn't
is,
have
yep.
driven his best, but he was kind of consistently eighth and ninth and seventh and eighth. And I was like, yeah, it's a pretty good field when someone that fast is there. Big Ray Mundo did all right, didn't he?
Yeah, he
And his
did.
son.
I think he finished fifth. Yeah, Lockie Monday was fourth.
It's really good
Yeah,
to
it was
see
actually a
Ray.
three-way tie for third place.
That's right. They had the same points, weren't they? That's
Yeah, it was
right.
crazy.
And then four-wheel drive day was a different story. Ari was kind of the pace setter with Lockie
Like usual in
again.
four-wheel, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
And you were up there, weren't you? So how'd you go with the qualies and stuff on that one?
Yeah, so qualies, the first two were a bit rough. I think just trying to get used to the car again, because I only did one or two practice runs on the Friday. So trying to get used to the car, and then A3, I put a pretty good run in and took the TQ in round three. And so it came down to the last qualifier to see who would lock it out. But I made a mistake, which put me back. So I finished fifth in that one. And yeah, Ari took the win in Q4, so he locked out. All the three out of four qualifiers.
He was I don't know, I'm running out of superlatives for that guy. Like, he's in his
Yeah.
four in his 40s or he's 40 or whatever, so it's impressive he's still after all these years. But anyway, and then so you were you second on the grid for the finals?
No, it was fourth.
Fourth.
Yep.
Okay,
So it
sorry.
was Ari Donnelly, Cooper, and yeah, myself fourth.
Yeah, Matty Cooper, that's right. Yeah, I forgot he was up there. I mean,
Yep.
the XB4 is a weapon, so I think all the X-Ray guys did a bit better on the second day as well.
Yeah,
So
agreed.
how'd your
Agreed.
finals go? So, yeah, talk us through that.
Yeah, A1 was another bit of a struggle. I think I finished fifth in that one. And I ch made a couple changes for A2, and that definitely helped. I finished second in that one. I was only about 2 seconds off Ari in the end, so I was pretty close. And then, yeah, A3 was another thriller. Yeah, between myself and Jared Mendt, but Jared Mendt had a little bubble and I got into the lead, and then yeah, I made a little bubble and he got back into the lead, and so yeah, he thought it out to the win, and Jared took the win in that one,
Yeah,
but and I
now
finished second.
you're second. So Ari, I've talked about, he actually did win the first two and sat out the third, didn't he?
Yeah, he
Yeah,
did.
that's
Yep.
right. And so you come in second, then that gave you second overall.
Yeah, so my 2 seconds gave me second, and then Jared Mendt came third overall.
Yeah. So well done, mate. That's a really good effort. Second in the state titles. It's not your own state titles on a new track.
Yeah, well, the last two state titles I've attended, I've came second and four wheel, which is a bit strange, but
You did the same in Queensland, didn't you?
Yeah, I finished second in Queensland.
So
Hopefully next time it's a bit
do you think it's a
better.
case of they're both new tracks and the Saturday you got your eye in for the Sunday? Like, is that, or do you think the two-wheel drive needs some work?
Probably a bit of both. Maybe I just needed a bit more practice, I think, and trying to get the car on pace a bit earlier. Maybe making some more changes earlier on and taking the risk. So, and yeah, I just need a bit more track time.
And so you've gone back home. So what I'm actually, so talk about me a bit. So I was actually, this weekend's meant to be the ACT 1/8 state titles. And I thought, oh, I'm not going to go to the 1/10, so I'll go to this weekend. I was booked in to go. And then it got postponed because of the track.
Yeah, what happened with that?
The track's still waterlogged. Like,
Oh, okay.
yeah, I think it's hard for people who haven't been around it. We've had just so much rain, like any rain now at all, because the ground's still all you know, the water's just below the surface, it just floods.
Yep.
So the track, they haven't been able to use it. So they postponed it for a month. So this weekend, I'm going to Hills tomorrow, on Sunday, to race again in the mod class. So,
oh, nice. Yeah,
I came. Modified. Yeah, I raced mod. So the weekend before the state titles, I raced, and there was the only super normal quick guy there was Ben Criven, right? So it was Ben Criven, and then was me and all my chump mates, like, you know, we did mod, me and Bill Zabalas and Chris Taylor and Dean Blacksill. So we had something like 8 or 9, I think it was 9 in mod, but it was only like, I think, one normal mod guy there, the rest of it. So it was unreal. So I came fourth. I came fourth.
That's good.
Oh, there was James Muhar as well, like, he's quite good. He was, so there was a few, but I came fourth in the four-wheel drive. So I was quite chuffed. And then this weekend, we're all doing it again. We're all kind of switched, to be honest. I don't think any of us. Some people were just ticking the stock for New South Wales state titles, but yeah, we're all switching over. So
yes, so you're pretty hooked on it, are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm loving it. Yeah,
it's like, good fun.
Oh, yeah. Just, I don't know, just a bit more power on the car. And it's taken a while to get used to it. I've done about maybe 4 race meets now, I think, with mod. So it's still pretty early, but actually I'd rebuilt my cars this week. I haven't done it for a little while, and Ben Cribben helped me out with some setup sheets. So just because I had my stock set up and just put a mod motor in it. So this Sunday's huge for me to try to learn, just to see how it goes. So that's pretty good.
What motors are you running?
I've got a 7.5, they're both hobby wings. I've got a 7.5 in the four-wheel drive and a 10.5 in the two-wheel drive. So nothing spectacular. Just
That's probably all you need.
It's all I need. Absolutely. Like I'm still finding my feet. So, and I think I run blinky or very close to blinky mode. I might have a little bit of boost, a bit of a turbo, I think, at the top, but not much. It's basically just getting used to it. So absolutely loving it. So that's really good.
That's good. Very good.
Yeah. So what's your next race?
Next race is actually the Nationals at Chargers again.
You got no home stuff before that?
No, so Keelan was actually shut down for a couple of weeks because the council is building a new infrastructure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool, but it just sucks that we don't really get much track time.
Yeah, so the thing about the Nationals, that's where they've moved the 1/8 ACT state titles now. I guess...
Yeah, I remember someone saying that.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame. So, anyway... I've got to decide which one. I'm going to one of them, so pretty much locked in.
But... Come to the Nationals. Do the Nats.
It would be cool. We'll see. But yeah, so you're going up for that one. Now, this is going to be good for you, right? Because you've had a race meet there.
I've got a bit more confidence now, is good.
The grip at Ride, is it anything compared to Chargers, or was it still a completely different track, even though it's oiled?
From Ride to Chargers? I think grip levels is the same, but Chargers, it's a lot faster, like through corners, and more consistent. And it's dead flat, so there's no bumps or anything.
Right. Okay. So, and will you change your setup much between what it is now? You've got your Charger setup from last time you were there?
Yeah, so I'll start with the setups I ended from the States. And four-wheel drive is fairly similar, but with two-wheel drive at Ride, we're running the layback transmission with the dirt arms. And whereas at Chargers, we're running the lay down with the carpet arms and roll bars and stiffer suspension. So it's a bit different in two wheel.
That's amazing. So you put a roll bar in the two wheel for Chargers?
Yeah. So I had one on the rear at the state titles, and I've got one for the rear and the front to try at the Nationals.
Oh, wow. That's unreal. And so... When are you going? So you're going up. Is it 4 days? Or is it 3 days like other ones, the Nationals? I've never been on before.
Yeah, so it's 2 days practice. So practice on Wednesday and then controlled practice on Thursday.
Right.
And then Friday is two-wheel drive day. And for Saturday, four-wheel drive day. And then Sunday is truck day.
Oh, really? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so it's 5 days in total.
Are you doing any of the truck? You don't do truck, do you? Are you doing any truck or not? Just the cars?
No, I won't be doing any truck, no.
I guess if people...
Takes up too much time.
Yeah, like people can come home on the Sunday then, I guess.
Yeah, that's what we're planning to do.
Awesome. Are your bros going up?
It's just me and Dad for this one.
Yep.
So,
okay.
Yeah, all right. We'll fly up. Yeah, awesome. So it's from the 21st to the 25th of September.
Wow, that's cool.
And so it's only 5 weeks away.
Yeah, so you're not racing between now and then. I guess you got your home track. Is that what you're going to practice? What are you going to do for practice? Are you going to do anything or?
Yeah, we'll try and get out the back as much as I can from now on. But you know how the weather is lately. It's not very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll try and get something sorted.
And how's everything going school wise, Geordie? Because this is your HSC year, right? So all this racing, how's it going?
Yeah. So I'm doing year 12 this year. It's going all right so far. But the week after the nationals is when I start exams. So it'll be pretty close.
Yeah. Okay.
The trial exam, sorry. Yeah. Not my actual ones.
Okay, all right. And of course, in RC News, the 1/8 Worlds in Spain is on soon as well. And
yes, that starts on 3rd of September.
Yeah, that's close. Yeah, it's 2 weeks away or something. Holy hell.
Yeah, it's not very far.
I saw Kyle McBride post. He's been practicing like a beast. So, because he didn't go too good.
Do you know if he's the only Aussie?
When I looked at that, they released the entrance and he's the only Aussie I saw. Okay. They had him grouped by region. And I saw the Asia Pacific region and he was the only Aussie on that list then. So I'm not sure. I haven't heard anybody else is going.
Yeah.
Mm. And he didn't do too well in the trial over there. He went for the practice about a month ago. So I think he was down like in the D or E main, I think, from memory. So,
okay.
Yep. Yeah, but hopefully he's got his sharpness back and he'll head over there and do well.
Yeah, well, that's what warm-up events are for, trying to get used to everything.
Who do you think's going to win?
A bit quicker.
Who's your tip?
Oh, I mean, some of the Spain locals are pretty quick.
Yeah, Canas or...
Canas. David Ungaro is pretty quick. He was quick at the warm-up.
Yeah. I think he gets tipped a lot, and he's never won. He's always consistent. I'm tipping Mayfield this year.
Mayfield, yeah. He's been pretty strong over in US lately.
If it was a US Nationals Worlds, I'd be really, I'd be tipping.
You'd put money on it.
Yeah, it's just Europe. It's like, but I think it's similar. This track is probably the closest to a US track. I think it's quite large, but we'll see.
Oh, it's massive.
Yeah. So, but he's going to be good. I mean, Ty's going to be there again. You know, plus Dakota Fenn would be interesting to see. He's on a tear, so there'll be a few.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
so it's pretty cool. I'm looking forward. I mean, it's been so long because we've missed one because of COVID. So the last time was Australia, right? In 2018.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So it's going to be
nearly 4 years ago.
I wasn't racing then, so.
True.
So yeah. It's going to be interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. It's going to be unreal. Cool.
Yeah, definitely. And this weekend is the 2022. Dirt Nationals over in the US.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that. Ah.
Yeah. Yes, that's a SDRC Raceway in San Diego.
Ah, awesome. That's going to be cool. Yeah, they have a lot of big races over there. Oh, did you see the video of Mayfield and Tessman almost coming to blows on the...
I did too. Yeah. Oh, I'm just trying to think of what event it was.
Yeah, it was that one with the money. They had a lot of money and there was they were racing for like $7,000 or $5,000.
It was massive.
Yeah. So I've watched it. So, and like Mayfield released, okay, first of all, they came together in one of the races and they took each other out. Ty got back on the track and Mayfield was broke.
Yeah.
So Mayfield after it went up and just abused the crap out of him right up on his face. And then I saw Mayfield actually released a video. I don't know if you saw that about a week later. And
Was it the live video?
Yeah. And he said that for years he gets, you know, painted as the bad guy and it's not always his fault. And whenever it's, you know. So it was interesting to see his point of view because when you watch it raw, you're thinking, what the hell is he doing? But I don't know.
Yeah.
I
guess he's dropping the F bombs now.
I mean, I felt sorry for Ty, right? Like, he's a pretty. Yeah. Mayfield's a pretty stocky sort of guy, pretty aggressive. I'm thinking it's a bit unfair, but he didn't physically do anything. He just got in his face. But
yeah, well, I mean, if you got thousands of money on the line, anyone's going to take a chance.
Yeah, I think it was, and I had a look at it, and there was a massive brawl online around whose fault it was.
Yeah,
it was a little bit.
Yes. Great. It was a Visions off-road race, wasn't it?
That's it, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just got it up here.
Yeah, so so if you haven't seen it, you should probably try to see the video. It's pretty it's not funny, but it's, you know, it's entertaining, I guess. It was interesting. And I know that video went more viral than most RC videos, so it was
pretty sure it did, yeah.
I think non-RC people would have been keen to watch it. Apparently that was facility, that Visions facilities. They have actually like real cars there and stuff, right? It was
in like a compound, wasn't it?
Yeah. And there's other like dirt bike tracks and off-road tracks for cars.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Their facility looked really good. Yeah.
Yeah, the US, man. It's unreal. Like, I think they're doing a bit over there trying to kind of align themselves with full-scale motor racing because it gives a bit more exposure to the sport. But it was pretty fun to see. It was good.
Yeah, true.
All right. All right, mate. This could be a shortish one, but it was good to have a chat about the state titles. One more big race. So I did hear, actually, because we haven't done King of the Hills or XRS at Hills this year, I think the XRS is going to happen. I'm not sure about King of the Hills, unfortunately, but...
Okay.
Isn't
there a driver series coming up soon at Hills?
Yeah, so that's not soon, but yeah, there is. There's one, that's the last one left, the driver series there.
Okay, so, it's in October, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So it's in 2 months. So there's still a few things to go. There's that driver series, XRS will happen, we've got the Nationals, and then there's 1/8 state titles in both New South Wales and ACT. So there's a few still to come, but they're all back-ended. A couple of the Pro-Line series have to get rerun as well, so there'll be some racing.
Yeah, okay.
And then you're joining 1/8 next year, Geordie, aren't you, mate, with the e-buggy?
I think so. Bit of electric, yep.
That's going to be awesome.
Hopefully.
Can't wait to see that. I want to come down and race at the Victorian 1/8 tracks. And
yeah, they're starting to pick up pace again, which is good.
Yeah, it's unreal. And because my relatives live near Keilor, I could come down for the Victorian state titles again next year.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So this time they'll be in mod, bro. So watch out.
Oh, yeah. Keilor's also got the Vintage Bash in October.
Ah.
Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I have. I did see a thing on Facebook about it. That's basically pretty big, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of entries, and I think it's almost capped out. They've had to limit it.
Hills has a Vintage coming up as well. That's actually, tickets are on sale for that now. And that's usually fairly solid turnout as well. Mate, it's like, I swear, like I said last time, if you didn't have a job, you had like unlimited money, you just race RC every weekend, surely.
That'd be a dream, mate. Traveling Australia.
I'd get a big like an RV or something and just deck it out.
Yeah.
The F1 guys do, and just drive around the tracks. Yeah, true. That'd be awesome.
We've been pretty lucky this year with no COVID, being able to go into state and race.
Yeah, I know.
It's been pretty good.
It has been good. It's pretty much all opened up. And your mate Danny Rick could be struggling, pal. He could be.
Ooh, yeah. With Oscar. Oscar's coming through.
That's good. I mean, I'm so happy he's a new Australian guy coming, but I don't want to take the other guy's spot. Hopefully.
Yeah, true.
I'm hoping Danny Rick goes to Alpine and then Oscar goes to McLaren. Everyone's happy.
Yeah, hopefully we have two Aussies in there then.
That would be cool. All right, mate. Thanks a lot for joining. It was fun to catch up.
Nah, it's been good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think next time I will have another mod race under my belt. I can tell you about my regale stories and my victories. And you'll be getting warming up for... How far is Nationals? Is it another... 5 weeks?
Yes, it's only 5 weeks. So
all right.
I want to start getting probably my tour drives started soon. Yeah. Start rebuilding that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'll do a full rebuild, won't you? Tear down for this?
Yeah, do as much as I can. Make sure I'm super prepared.
What's the... is it Proline Positrons? Is that what the control tyre is?
Yeah, so Positron rear, electron fronts.
Wow.
For four-wheel.
That's unusual. Is that because they couldn't get the tyres, or that sounds weird?
I'm not too sure. That's what it was at the state titles.
What's the compound? Is it M3? Ooh.
No, it's a long wear.
S3.
S3. Yeah, S3, right. That's the one.
Okay. Oh, they're good.
Yeah, it's got the yellow dot on them.
Yeah, I use S3 Electron sometimes on my cars. It's a really nice tyre. That's good.
Yeah, okay.
All right, good stuff. That's episode 15. It's a wrap. 15 months, not 15 months. We've done 7.5 months or 8 months. That's pretty cool.
It's gone quick.
It has. And you take it easy, mate. And you we'll too. Chat again in 2 weeks, all right?
All right, thank you very much.
Cheers. Thanks, everybody.